Unknown Podcast. My name is Santiago Leon, and we got Alex Gonzalez here today. He is a ticket lawyer based out of Miami, and he's joining us. Alex, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having us.
So, Alex, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Absolutely. My name is Alex Gonzalez, as Santiago mentioned. Originally from Hialeah, Miami Lakes area, grew up, born and raised. My parents are originally from Cuba, so I definitely have strong ties to our local exile community. My office is in Hialeah. I've been a traffic attorney, criminal defense attorney for about 6 years now. Just want to serve the public. Just want to do right by the folks. We have a lot of people that come in with various issues. Try to get those issues resolved for them as expeditiously as possible. And for a reasonable price, give them the best value, best bang for the buck. And that's really what we're here for.
So pretty much if you get, you know, pulled over by a cop for speeding, they'll go to you.
Absolutely.
And like, instead of going to the courthouse, you do it for them.
Absolutely. I make it so that my clients don't have to go to court at all. And in many of our cases, if it's a traffic infraction, a civil infraction, definitely my clients will not have to go into court. I do handle criminal cases as well. And in many of those criminal cases, we could arrange for me to do the representation without the client being present also. There's a couple more steps in criminal court to get that done, but we also accommodate that as well. So that's the kind of representation we're trying to provide.
Can you list us like a few things that, you know, if people have issues with and what and like how you can provide? Is it speeding?
Sure, like absolutely. If you get a speeding ticket, it's you really have three options. Usually, a cop is supposed to mention the options that you have. Option number one is to pay a ticket. Now, if you get a speeding ticket, it's a moving violation. You definitely don't want to go ahead and pay a moving violation, whether it be a speeding ticket, an accident citation, a citation for improper change of lane, running a stop sign, whatever the case may be. You definitely don't want to pay it, because if you do, you're going to accrue points on your license. Those points will stay on your license for 3 to 5 years, and your insurance rates are going to go up during that time period. So you definitely don't want to do that. So, you know, another option that an officer would mention to you is traffic school. You could go and complete a traffic school. Now, the only thing is, it's going to take some time and money to go and complete that traffic school on your part. So the third option and the best option in most of these instances to me is actually fighting the ticket in court. So we will go to court for you. We'll request a hearing for you. There can be up to 2 or 3 hearings in any given case. We'll attend all those hearings for you. And we're really going to try hard to get that ticket dismissed. That's our goal in every instance, in every case. We're very aggressive in trying to get cases dismissed. We'll use all the defenses available to us to get that done. I go to most of these hearings myself, so it's a very personal approach. I'm going to know who my clients are and what we're fighting for. So it's definitely a good value.
I remember when I went to one day I got pulled over because my license plate was expired.
Yep.
And I had to go to the Broward Courthouse, and it felt like really intimidating. It took me, I think, an hour or two. And then I heard someone was talking about that they got a speeding ticket, and they would say, man, next time I'll use a lawyer.
Right.
You know? And then I had another person in my office who were talking about, no, man, go to one of these lawyers, you know, these speeding tickets like yourself.
Sure.
And they'll take care of it. And like, the price will be way cheaper than, like, they'll just dispute, like the whole price issue, right?
Right.
So,
right.
But yeah, usually, you know, please use Alex Gonzalez if you're in the Miami, Broward, or the Palm Beach area.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's something. And what's your phone number on that?
Phone number is 305-778-7113. You could call me there, text me your ticket directly to that number as well. It'll get to me. Anything you need at all, any questions you may have, definitely give us a call.
And can you tell us a little about your family, your upbringing and your education?
Sure. I am married, been married for about 4 years now. Have a 2-year-old son. He's about to be 2 years old. Rambunctious boy, baby boy. So, you know, very, very fun. That's basically what I spend my weekends doing, is hanging out with my son and my wife. As far as my background, I grew up in Dade County, Hialeah, Miami Lakes area. Went to school locally, went to Florida International University for my first 4 years of college. I studied broadcast journalism with my undergraduate work.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I did. I did. And I wanted to be on TV and even print. I liked print journalism also as well.
I studied journalism, as you probably
Remember.
Yeah.
I remember.
Okay, sorry, go on.
Yeah. Absolutely. And it's I love journalism. And when I did some internships when I got out at some local news stations and everything like that. And then I started thinking about law school. So I didn't really consider law school until after I graduated undergrad, and I worked a couple jobs. My dad also had a family business, which I worked in for a little while prior to law school. So once I decided to go the legal route, I went ahead, I took the LSAT, applied to law school, went to law school locally here at St. Thomas University here in Miami. Loved it, fantastic experience. We have so many colleagues that went there, and I still deal with on an everyday basis. One of them just helped me out now. I'm just a South Florida guy. I live in Broward County now. And just very, very happy to be here and be in business and be serving the community.
To be honest, if you're a person that could pass the LSAT and the bar, I think law is your calling. What do you think?
You know, it's definitely tough. It's a kind of deal where if you put in the time, you can do it. You have to know that it's your calling and put in the time after that. But it's something that can be done. What I recommend about anybody that's getting into law, before you do it, make sure you know you want to do it. Work in a law firm or a clerk with a judge, or do work at the clerk's office in one of our local county courts, and get a feel for it and see if it's something that you want to do. But it's very rewarding. It's absolutely very, very rewarding profession to be able to help people out with the issues that come up.
How much into law school that you consider doing speeding tickets and all that? Like, were you considering that since the beginning, or throughout your law school years you were kind of goes towards that? Like, how long in that you decided to get into this route?
Yeah, well, when I was in law school, it was always kind of in the back of my mind.
I gotcha.
To do this kind of work, I figured it was something that people need help with.
Yeah.
And everybody's affected by, because everybody gets traffic tickets. I actually got one while I was in law school. So, everybody's affected by it.
You said the word affected.
Right.
And it's funny because, I don't speed. Maybe, going 10 miles over, which might be a violation sometimes. I don't do it all the time, but when I drive I-75, you see people going,
oh yeah,
for sure 90.
Exactly.
Or going to 95, people are just speeding.
Absolutely.
So you're towards the end of your law, let's say in your third year, you decided to get into that.
Sure. What ended up happening was I noticed and I realized that here in South Florida, unfortunately, there's not the public transportation is not the best. So everybody has a car. Everybody and in each household, you'll look around and you'll see three or four vehicles in a household.
Yeah.
Everybody's driving, in the morning down I-75 or the Palmetto Expressway or wherever, rats on the wheel trying to get to where we got to go.
Yeah.
So many people are affected with traffic issues, even people that are not bad drivers or not necessarily doing anything intentional, but it just happens. I mean, you're out there every day, so the odds of being affected or being involved in an accident or receiving a traffic citation, it's the odds here are exponential compared to living somewhere else, living here in the South Florida area.
You're right about that. I mean, I'm very, very curious with transportation in every city. And I lived in D.C. and I've used the transportation in New York. And in Miami, everyone has a car. No one wants to use a bus.
Everybody.
Right? No one wants to, the whole train system is just in Miami-Dade. But when you go into it, it's half empty.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, pretty much empty. Everyone uses a car,
Right.
And when I was in D.C., probably over 50% of people use public transportation.
Right.
There was traffic. There's always cars in the road. but public transportation was your best bet.
Sure.
You know, but you're right about South Florida, I think. And they say, I think the stats still exist, that South Florida is the number one in reckless driving, where there's a lot of driving that goes on speeding or people getting accidents. Yeah, it's number one.
Right.
So I could definitely see why this business makes sense to get into.
Absolutely. It was a numbers game when I looked at it, and it was also something where I wanted to help people. People feel frustrated with this kind of situation.
Right.
A lot of these people that are being pulled over had never had any contact with the police or with any officer of the law or anything like that. So they're very nervous about it. A lot of them are getting we have a lot of people, international drivers here that are new in South Florida. They don't really know the laws or understand the laws here yet. So they have somebody to turn to that's going to help them, that's going to guide them through it. I find it to be very rewarding. Also with criminal citations, I deal with driving under the influence, reckless driving, driving with license suspended. These are things as well that people are exposed to here because of the fact that you have to get in your car and drive to get anywhere. So, you know, for me, that was a major, it was just a natural progression.
Exactly.
and a way to help people quickly. And when I got out of law school, another thing I was looking into was, where can I help people quickly and affordably? And that's with traffic tickets, because I'll charge usually for a speeding ticket between $70 and $80.
Right.
And depending on the county, depending on how fast the speed was, but it's an inexpensive way that people can afford and get help. And it's a very common situation. So it's definitely something I always was interested in. When I actually graduated from law school, I did work in some other areas before starting my own practice. I started my own practice 4 years ago. My first 2 years out of law school, I worked in a little bit of employment law. And that was pretty much it. That's what I did before I started this practice.
Wow. How much is how much time do you think it will take to get this resolved? Once they contact you, and then once it's done, what's the turnaround time?
Yeah. That's a good question. And it depends really what county it's in. I service all the South Florida area, Miami, Dade, Palm Beach, and I also do citations in a lot of the other Florida counties up north and even Monroe County as well. It just depends what county it's in. If it's a ticket in Miami-Dade County, it's got a quicker turnaround time. There's a bigger population in Miami-Dade, so they have an interest in getting these cases turned over quickly and getting them in and out. They're the fastest that I've seen. So if you get a ticket in Miami-Dade County, it goes in the system, we'll request a hearing. Typically, once a ticket's in the system and we request a hearing, it's a turnaround time. We'll probably get our first hearing about a month out after you receiving the ticket and it going into the system.
Yeah.
And if we have an additional hearing, it'll be another 3 weeks, another month. So it's a process that could take, between 2.5 and 3 months. Sometimes Broward could be a little longer. Broward County has a slower turnaround time sometimes.
A little bit old school, aren't they?
Yeah, it's a little different. It's their administration is a bit different. It still works pretty well, but it's just a longer turnaround time in Broward County. Yeah. Sometimes it helps us prepare for a case. It's sometimes a little faster. It's a little better for us to have more time. So depending on the case, but you could expect two months, 2.5 months.
Yeah, kind of
3 months.
Time.
Yeah,
it's funny because you would think, in Miami-Dade itself, probably gets speeding tickets a day or a month.
I wish I had. It's got to be thousands. I don't know the exact numbers.
No, it's okay. I mean, I don't expect you to, but I can imagine it's up there in the thousands. It's not millions.
There. It's up there.
If it wasn't millions, it'd be good for you.
It'd be
right?
better for me. The more, it's better for us.
We're not encouraging people to speed in the show.
We are not encouraging or condoning speeding. But if you need help, you could definitely reach out to us. Now, the good thing is that we were talking about earlier, the turnaround time on a ticket.
Yeah.
Once you hire us and we are your attorney of record and we file a notice of appearance on your case, the ticket just stays pending. So it's not going to affect your license. You're still going to be able to drive. Mm-hmm. You're still going to be able to do all your daily driving and everything you got to do.
Yeah.
You'll be able to do it as long as you're showing the court that you're taking care of the ticket. You know, some people get a traffic ticket and forget about it. That could cause problems. That could lead to a suspended license. We do that as well. We help people clear those issues up. A lot of people have suspended licenses for different citations, different reasons, non-payment of certain, you know, issues that they have. It could be unpaid child support. It could be a lot of different reasons that a license could be suspended. But a lot of times, local courts will use that as a way to make sure that you pay whatever money's owed by suspending your license. So, you know, any court judgments, let's say somebody was sued in court and owed some money to somebody,
yeah,
they don't pay, that's another reason that their license gets suspended. So there's a lot of different reasons that somebody's license could be suspended other than unpaid traffic tickets. So if you have any of those issues as well, we could definitely help with that.
So pretty much you can cut that time shorter.
Absolutely. Yeah, we could. I mean, with a lot of people that we have that have suspended licenses, they've had it. It's to the point that they haven't been able to drive in years. I was helping a gentleman this morning with that because they have so many different issues. And untangling it could be kind of difficult, especially if you're not involved in the system and you don't go there every day. I know the shortcuts to kind of get those things done. You know, I know who, you know, how to go to the courthouse and get it done quickly and efficiently so that you can get your license back in a quick turnaround time and get back on the road, because, you know, here in South Florida, you really need it.
I was going to say that because I knew a person here in South Florida that got their license suspended, I think for 6 months, but crap, it was, I saw them, they looked pretty miserable because they had to depend on other people.
Yes.
And obviously, well, maybe some of them will probably use Uber, but if they have a car and they still have to pay car insurance, but they're not using it, it's not a good feeling to have. It's very frustrating. But with Alex, you could cut it hopefully shorter. And you know, it's interesting how you were saying if they don't pay child support, they'll suspend your license.
Like, sure.
That's something that you keep yourself accountability, and that's where they get you.
That's how they get you.
Yeah, and like, and driving is like, it's like a big necessity. You know, it's almost like drinking water. You need to get to places from point A to point B. You know, it's not like you get to walk to all your stuff you needed to go to. No, you need a car, a vehicle to get to places and all that. But that's interesting you say that. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And you know, for criminal, for DUI, now most likely they'll get like a criminal record. Well, that's something that you're able to clear that up in the future, or that's kind of like set in stone, or like how's that
right
work?
Now when it comes to a DUI, it is a criminal offense. It is a misdemeanor, and at least the first time, and there are ways once we get through the case. You know, you're dealing with a couple of different things when you're dealing with the DUI. You're dealing with license suspensions that come directly from the state of Florida. And then you're dealing with a case in court in whatever county that you're in. So if you get a DUI here in Broward County, you know, it's a good possibility that your license is going to be suspended right away, directly from the state of Florida. But then you still have your court case to deal with in Broward County. So there's a couple different avenues to deal with when you have a DUI. Once the case is finished, I mean, as far as licenses are concerned, we could help somebody get a hardship license in the interim if their license is suspended because of a DUI. So that's a process that we could help you through. After that initial process of getting the person's license, and once the case begins in the county court, whether it's Miami-Dade, Broward, Palm Beach, we will definitely address the case throughout the process. Once a case is done, depending on the outcome of the case, there are ways that you could expunge or seal a record so that, you know, private companies and private people can't look at it on your employment history when you're out there getting a job. So that's something that we could help with at the conclusion of a case. We could definitely help out with that.
Yeah, because I know that really weighs in, just like your credit, you know.
Yep.
A lot of that stuff when, you know, you're getting hired, do a background check, but with Alex, hopefully he'll do the best to chisel some things out, you know, get like the bad stuff.
Absolutely. I have been able to do it for a lot of clients. And, you know, it's unfortunately anybody could have a bad episode or a bad night or bad luck. But these things can follow you around for the rest of your life if they're not dealt with properly. So it's important, number one, to deal with a case properly while you're in court. Get a good disposition of the case when you're done. Mm-hmm. So that'll allow you the best chance to go ahead and get that record expunged. And if you have a clean record up to that point that you get the DUI or the arrest, it always makes it easier to expunge at the end.
Exactly. And Yeah, that's something very important, and obviously, and speeding as well, because you get points on your license if you cross the line, right?
That's right, absolutely. Yeah. You can get points if you have too many traffic infractions, and we're not talking about criminal issues, just civil infractions. If you have a lot of them, they become much harder to defend.
Right.
We could always help you with that. We have the insight and the knowledge to go to court and speak to the judges accordingly to try to get these points and everything taken off your record. But it's definitely something to keep track of, because it can affect your employment, especially if you're somebody who drives for Uber or something like that, where if you get a certain amount of violations, or if you get points on your license, or if your license is suspended for any reason, it could cause it'll cause you to not be able to drive, until you get it resolved. So it's whenever you do get a traffic ticket, it's a traffic ticket, but it should be taken seriously, because it could have some other consequences down the road. If it's not dealt with in a proper amount of time, it could cause your license to be suspended, and you're driving on a suspended license, and things could really mushroom. And that's what I find, a lot of good people that, you know, really have not done anything wrong, anything really bad.
Yeah.
They have these issues. They forget to pay a ticket, and all of a sudden it mushrooms into something worse.
Yeah.
And that's why it's important to stay on top of it. Talk to somebody who could explain the process to you and get you through it, and get it done.
Yeah. And I really recommend to get Alex, because just going to the court on your own and not knowing what to say or not knowing what to do, it could get messy.
It can, I speak to a lot of people on a daily basis, and I tell them, look, let us go to court for you. We're there every day. We know the process. We know the defenses. A lot of people go to court on their own. I see them every day to go handle a traffic ticket.
Yeah.
So many times people go to court alone and they could have gotten a ticket dismissed, but they didn't know what to say or what to do, because they just, not any knock on them, they're just not used to it. It's not what they what they do. They're not accustomed to it. So when I go to court, I'm looking at possible defenses to get a traffic ticket dismissed. I'm looking at, whether or not the officer had the right statute, whether the officer had a correct narrative in describing what happened with the reason he gave the ticket, whether he has signature certification.
Right.
There's a bunch of different things that we're looking at, whether the ticket is still within the speedy trial period. All these things that we look at that somebody that doesn't do this for a living, it's not there every day, will miss, and then could possibly end up paying court costs when we could have ended up getting a better deal for them. So that's where you're getting the value, and you're getting the value of not having to go to court yourself. When you go to court yourself, you could have up to two or three court dates, and you could go to all these court dates on your own, but you're gonna have to miss time off of work or school or whatever it is that you're doing. Go down, drive down to the courthouse, pay for parking, your gas to get down there, just your time. And then a lot of times that ends up not being worth it, because you'll end up with an outcome that's not the best. It's about value, and we'll provide a good value by getting down there for you and getting the best possible result.
Yeah, I mean, I recommend Alex. He's a very personal lawyer, a man of conviction.
Thank you.
See some other lawyer individuals that are kind of, they have people under him, but Alex is, he's hands-on. He's hands-on, and he'll take care of the case. He'll even talk to you. He even talks, picks up the phone or do a text message. I mean, I remember one time we were eating lunch, and you were text messaging a person about like the whole ticket and everything. And you were like, "Yeah, man, I gotta, gotta be personal."
I think it's important.
Yeah.
I think it's so important in business, no matter what it is. I know there's a lot of lawyers out there. There's more than 100,000 in the state of Florida, and they all do different things, different functions. But some lawyers get a bad rap for not talking to their clients and not being available for their clients. I strive to be the opposite. My most important thing is talking and reaching out to my clients.
Yeah.
I do have an assistant that helps me with my cases, but you're not always going to talk to her. You're going to be able to talk to me. You're going to be able to reach me via phone, via text message. I'll be here to explain your case to you and let you know what's going on, keep you apprised of what's going on. Another important thing is that in a lot of these cases, for traffic tickets, I cover my own hearings. So I'll go, a lot of people don't know that there's a lot of attorneys, and it's not really a secret. They'll hire somebody to go do the hearings, cover their traffic hearings for them,
yeah.
Which is fine. I'm not saying that they're bad and that they're using, bad attorneys. But when I'm there myself, it's more personal. I know your case. I've spoken to my client. I've either spoken to them on the phone numerous times, or I've met them in person. So I know who they are, and I know about their case. And it's not just another number for me. And I'm not just trying to get out of there and just close out the case and get it over with and move on to the next. I'm really trying to get a good result because I know the person. And I know that if I could save them a couple hundred bucks off court costs, I try to do that because it goes a long way. So that's really what I built my practice on.
That's awesome, Alex. Can you tell us your favorite book you've read? Like the business or law-based?
Man, I got to say, I like the Bill O'Reilly, the Killing. I think I read Killing Kennedy was the last one I read.
There's a couple of Killing books from Bill,
and it was fantastic. And that's probably my favorite series going right now that I've read recently. And as far as you know, I would say that's probably what I'm reading the most right now. That series, I like Bill O'Reilly. Shout out.
The random question, would you rather give up watching sports or give up listening to music?
Man, that's tough. You know, a few years ago, I am a sports fan. I'm a big time sports fan, but as life gets busier, you know, it's harder and harder to find time to watch like you used to. When I was in my early 20s and in college and everything, you had all the time to watch all to follow everything. I'm a huge football fan. But if I had to choose one to stop watching sports or stop listening to music, it'd be hard to stop listening to music. I think I might want to rather give up sports because I don't know. Well, I guess you could still listen to sports radio, right?
You could.
You'd be allowed. Are you allowed to? You still listen?
It was music. That's different. Yeah. Well, yeah, you could technically cross over a little bit. You could touch on it a little bit. Right. Yeah. So I mean.
Because you imagine you're in your car, silent, you know, dead silence. So you can listen to talk radio.
Yeah,
you know.
The question is watch and then listen. And, well, yeah, I can see that. So, man, it's funny because you're you're the second person that I've asked, that said that they'll give up on sports and then listen to music.
I would probably be just because of how much you listen to music in the car. And since I'm driving all day, I go to like 3 courthouses a day. So I'm in the car all the time.
What's on your current playlist?
My current playlist, you know, if you want to know the truth, I just use Pandora and things like that.
Pandora is good. I use Pandora in my office, and it's an amazing stream.
Yeah,
it's solid.
It's a good stream. Yeah. My wife has Apple Music now, and so I might start using that. But I've been using Pandora, and I listen to different stations. Like it depends what kind of mood I'm in. Right now, I have Jay-Z radio on there.
I like Pandora because obviously. They've been around longer, but like they have a good shuffle. Like when you choose your station, they have like, wow, that's a perfect song right now.
Yeah, they know. It seems like they get it right. They've been around a long time. I know there's a lot of music services now.
Yeah, Spotify, Apple Music.
But I haven't used Spotify yet, but
their algorithm is good. Apple Music is good, but they're still new to the game. They kind of like forced it a little bit. Like they had like a whole lot coming in, but they're still tweaking it and. But I see Pandora, like, they got, like the whole system algorithm all set. Even though I heard they're not doing well, or they, you know, they cut some staff recently. But that's for another day to talk about. But other than that, any closing words?
Man, thank you so much for having me. I really, really appreciate it. I always love working with you. Santiago's one of the best web guys out there. Just fantastic. Personal service is amazing. And that's the reason I always deal strictly with him. There's a lot of guys that do this, but... not everybody cares the way he does and does as great a job as he does. So that's why we always do this. So I'm happy to spend time with you. And anything at all that you need as far as traffic tickets, any criminal cases, any legal questions at all, because even if it's a realm that I don't delve into, I could always help you out finding somebody to help you. So, but traffic tickets, criminal cases, definitely give me a call, give me a text, any questions that you have at all. I'm always available to all my clients, anything you need.
And what's the best way to reach you?
Best way to reach me is my office number, which is 305-778-7113, 305-778-7113. You could call me there, text me there anytime.
And what's the Facebook and the Instagram for?
Facebook is at Captain Citation.
Correct.
And Instagram as well, at Captain Citation.
The reason why I say correct is I kind of, not manage it, but I kind of like linked from like the website. And the website is captaincitation.com, made by us, Leon Productions. Alex, thank you very much for coming on to the podcast.
Thank you, man.